From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a conservative journalist worries that congressional Republicans are legislating from the center. First, though, members of Congress are going home now for Thanksgiving after a busy term in Washington. And productive though the session was, Congress did not manage to approve bills that pay for another year's government. An $820 billion omnibus funding bill needed by federal agencies is already 2 months overdue. Republicans in control of the House, Senate, and White House scored some major victories, though. Here now to offer his analysis of the congressional session is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron. How would you characterize this session?
Hello, Alex. I would characterize it as historic. I think we're going to look back on this session of Congress this year as a time when many watersheds were reached and much was achieved by the Republicans and much was left undone by the Republicans. The question, of course, will be in history, did they set the government on a course that would take us upward and onward, or did they make some problems for themselves and for the country?
What do you think were the big wins for the Republicans this term?
Clearly the Medicare bill, which has just been passed this week, it will be the new face of Medicare, and whether it's popular or not will determine whether it was a great triumph for the Republican Party or whether it will create problems for them. I think also from the standpoint of the Republican Party, their additional tax cuts passed this year, which are worth several hundred billion dollars, would be considered an achievement. The passage of $88 billion in additional support for the troops in Iraq, in particular also Afghanistan. And there was also a ban passed on the procedure that opponents call partial birth abortion. That's the first really major restriction on abortion since Roe versus Wade.
Politically very important. What about regrets for Republicans?
Biggest regret at this moment is that they have not yet passed their energy package, which is something that's been in debate for a better part of a decade. Everyone wants energy policy to be better. We want plenty of production. We want low prices. We want a reliable grid. But when you get into the details, it gets extraordinarily difficult. The politics are not just ideological, they're regional. It's terribly intricate. We got incredibly close. It was passed in the House, two votes shy of breaking the filibuster in the Senate. And right now it looks as though it's going to be tough with the current bill to get those two votes. So that may remain dormant for some time unless they break up the bill and pass it in other ways. Of course, the appropriations process you already mentioned is a disappointment. The Republicans had hoped with total control, White House, both chambers, they should be able to get the appropriations process done to their liking. They rolled a lot of bills together, a lot of policy questions, enormous amounts of money. It just got too complicated to get it done. They may come back for a day or two in December and do that. Otherwise, they'll have to deal with it in January.
Ron, we've hardly mentioned the Democrats, never mind looking ahead to next year.
Well, the Democrats are divided. The Democrats have partly felt they needed to resist everything that the Republican majority and the White House wanted. And they've also partly, some of them have felt, no, we need to negotiate, be part of the deal in order to get the best deal we can for our constituents and the people we feel we serve. What you wind up with is the Republicans basically get to pass the bills that they want to pass, but they are in some respects softened around the edges, and Democrats can claim some credit for things that people like, such as Medicare's prescription drug benefit for seniors.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.